welcome to Munchkin Land, a podcast that celebrates games from Steve Jackson Games. And guess what? This week we've got another Steve Jackson Games, only it's not Munchkin. It's a game that we've talked about before, but I've been hesitant to play because of some of the weirdness that surrounds it. But we will be playing today Illuminati from Steve Jackson Games. And joining us this week, as always, is Rob.
Hello.
And D&D Brian is back.
Hi.
And joining us once again is Dr. Brad Will from Fort Hays State University.
Hey.
Gamer extraordinaire.
Indeed.
Indeed. Oh, my goodness. There's two of them at the table. So we're going to clear. We're going to get this off the table right now. Three of us have never played Illuminati before. One of us has played Illuminati way back in the day.
Long ago.
Woo. Anybody want to take a guess who it was? It was Brad. All right. You listeners figured it out already. So what is Illuminati, Brad? Can you give me an overview of this game?
It's a game where you play a secret society trying to control the world by taking it over one little organization at a time.
Ah.
And you create your little organizational hierarchy, and you attack other groups, and you attack your fellow Illuminoids.
You and I used to work, or at least I used to work in higher education. I know all about org charts.
That's right.
All right. This is going to be a snack. Prepare to lose, you two.
Oh, boy.
You're facing a former chair and an assistant dean.
Org charts and spending money? Controlling groups? Oh, this sounds just like education. At least higher education. So the goal is that we're each going to take control of a secret society, and I've got eight of the cards laid out, and we each get to pick one. So, Brad, since you are our guest this week, why don't you go ahead and pick first?
Oh, shucks. I'll go for this one.
All right, and Brian? And I'll take this one.
You just wanted me to go last.
Yep. That's the other thing that's going to mess up Rob, is we got to go counterclockwise.
I hate this game already.
All right, so we can flip these over. Oh, what did you get?
The Society of Assassins.
All right.
Friggin' the Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, the Hessians, yeah. Go ahead, Brad, what do you have?
I wore my Obey Cthulhu shirt tonight because I wanted to be the servants of Cthulhu.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Indeed.
And Brian?
Again.
I'm the Bavarian Illuminati.
Oh, that is the one I wanted. I so wanted that one because that is the most powerful of all the secret societies in this game.
Well, of course, it has Illuminati in the name.
Yep, exactly. And I am the network. So the way this game works is that each of our cards has something that our group can do, possibly. So, for example, mine, the network, turns over two cards at the beginning of each turn. So every turn, I get to turn over two cards, and we can decide where we go from there. Each of our factions each have a power. So my power is a 7-7, meaning I have a 7 to attack and 7 to assist. And then at the start of each turn, I also make $9, 9 megabucks from the bank. Is that right so far, Brad?
So far.
All right. Now,
no, seriously, haven't played this game for probably 30 years.
Yeah, but you still have, this is the weird part, ladies and gentlemen. Brad brought in the original set.
Yep.
These little tiny cards.
From the 80s.
Little tiny rule book from the 80s. And from my very quick look over the rule book, exactly the same rules.
Cool.
So in 30 years, doesn't look like much has changed. Now, cards have changed out, definitely, but it looks to be the exact same rule. So what happens is, we also, I think we have to lay out some...
I believe it was four groups.
Four groups?
And I think we start with
four
money.
Cards?
Do we start with money?
It's four cards, and bury any
special cards. So we'll turn these over. There's the KGB. There's a special card, so bury that one. Junk mail, special card, the gun lobby, and the international communist conspiracy. So those are the first four groups that are up for play, or up for grabs. And there's a very specific sequence of things that we have to do. First, we collect our income for each group that has income, and we'll try to make this as complicated as possible.
So do we all collect our income right now, or is it...
No.
No, just at the beginning of our turn.
You collect at the start of your turn.
In the old version, you started with income on your cards.
Yeah, might as well do that then.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure
I'm fine with that.
Well, read the beginning of the game part.
Remove the 8 Illuminati cards. They have the dead, blah, 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 blah. Shuffle the remaining cards. Turn 4 face cards up and place them in the center of the table, blah, blah, blah. Each player rolls 2 dice. The player with the highest roll plays first. He follows the sequence play. Starts by collecting more income for his Illuminati group, turning over 1 card, and then probably taking a turn to take over an uncontrolled group with his Illuminati, and the race for the world control is on. So there you go.
So we don't start. We do not start with money.
We do not start with money.
It does suggest picking out
and draws its indicated income. You skipped it over in the blah, blah, blah.
Well, see, sometimes the blah, blah, blah is not...
monies.
How much do you need, Rob?
8.
You need 8.
There's 1.
Woo! And here's a 5.
And there's a 2.
There's a 5.
Woo!
So, Rob, why don't you, let's see, counterclockwise. So, Brian, what is your card? Read off your whole thing about the Bavarian Illuminati.
The Bavarian Illuminati has the ability to make 1 privileged attack each turn at the cost of 5 megabucks.
So you can make an extra attack just because if you are willing to spend the 5 megabucks.
Not an extra attack, and no one else can interfere with the attack.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A privileged attack.
Privileged attack. Okay, what else?
And what's your secret goal? Or not so secret goal? It's on your sheet.
Yeah.
The goal of the Bavarian Illuminati is to control groups with a total power of 35 or more, including their own power 10.
And if you hit your special goal, you win.
Yeah, and it does have a direct power of 10 and assisting power of 10, and I make an income of 9 with them.
My secret special power is control groups with a total transferable power of 25, including their own of 7. All right, so Brad, what do you have for your group?
My special goal is to destroy 8 groups, and my special ability is I have a +2 on any attempt to destroy any group.
Ah,
wow.
Yeah, we'll get into attacks the first time somebody makes an attack, because there's some pluses, minuses, and then when we start attacking each other's groups, then there's additions that you have to add on to it. It seems like a lot of maths, Rob.
Spend megabucks, too.
Yeah. Is that good or bad?
It's good for Rob.
Okay.
I don't know if it's good for anybody else.
Good for Rob, bad for the old people.
Yeah.
So what is your group and their...
The Society of Assassins. My secret goal, or special goal, is control 6 violent groups.
Okay.
And I have a +4 on any attempt to neutralize any group.
Okay. And so each of these factions that we bring up have, you know, for example, the KGB has a +2 on any attempt to destroy any group. It's got a power of 2-2, meaning that it can give 2 power in the attack or assist in 2. It's got a resistance of 6, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. It doesn't make any money, but it's a communist violent group.
Mm.
So if you're trying to collect, what did you say? Violent groups?
Uh-huh.
KGB might be one you want to go after. Same way with the gun lobby. Except they're conservative and violent.
So your base conspiracies do not have an alignment. Hmm. Or do they?
They do not.
They do not. All right.
Oh, you mean your group?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no particular bonus to capturing others.
So who goes first?
How about you, Brad, since you have the most experience? Oh, the rules say roll the die.
Roll the dice.
So let's roll the die, because Rob will have a 6.
So are you rolling high or low?
High.
High.
It says high.
Oh. There it says high. 7.
7. Look at that. An 8 for me.
And now all the pressure comes down to me to get a 9.
What's going on here?
10.
Boo!
Yeah. 7, 8, 9, 10. I smell a conspiracy forming already. All right, Rob, you may go first.
Yay!
That's why I suggested Brad goes first, since he's played this game before and can at least walk us through the first couple of steps.
And
that's okay.
Instead, he's going to go last.
Would it be more fun to watch Rob kind of flounder around a bit?
Yes, it will.
Collect income. Collect for each group that has income. I need 8 more, please.
All right. Here's 5 and 3.
Okay. Woo, monies. Then, draw a card.
Okay.
Group, put it in the uncontrolled area.
Okay.
Yuppies.
Conservative yuppies.
You can take 2 regular actions. So you have to attack them to gain them, correct?
Right,
yep. Attack to control.
All right.
You could pause it. Could you not also attack to destroy the...
Yeah, you can destroy, or yep. you can neutralize.
Which well, means you wouldn't be able to neutralize the ones that are already out there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's right. So you could destroy, and they go into the discard pile, which could hurt other players later on, mm-hmm. especially if they're trying to collect, like, 8 violent mm-hmm. people or whatever.
So, I'm going to go after the gun lobby.
Okay. Mm.
For the violence.
So what is their resistance?
Their resistance is special. Their special ability actually makes it so they have 2 different resistances. Normally, it's a 3.
Okay.
Against any liberal, communist, or weird group, it's a 10.
Oh, okay. So 3. So the way this works when you're attacking is you take your power minus the group's power, mm-hmm. and you have to roll less than that on your double die. Correct, Brad?
Group's power minus their resistance if you're attacking to control.
Okay.
Minus their resistance.
So that's 8 roll minus 5 or less?
5 or less on 2 die.
All right.
Do we want to interfere?
Now he can also throw in some money to boost himself. Mm-hmm. So it gets a little bit of Shea Geek going on in there.
Which I'm going to go ahead and throw in 5.
Dang.
And that boosts you by 5?
I believe so, yes.
Make it 10 or less.
10 or less.
Make it the max.
Yep. That is the max. So he's already played money, so he can't back out.
Nope. I will pay 2 to lower it.
All right.
So 8?
Yep. Still pretty good. Anyone else want to?
I see how this is going to be.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to interfere with Rob.
I'm not going to either.
Control Yay. The gun lobby.
Now, does his money automatically goes back to the bank?
Yep.
Even if he wins?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
9.
Awesome.
Yay.
Excellent.
That was really clever. So that's your one attack, because you only have the Society of Assassins to attack with.
Right.
Mm.
So you are...
You can conceivably attack the same group multiple times, but each group can only attack once.
Right. Yep.
For those listening at home.
So now you get some free actions, like you could move money around to none of the groups that you own.
you could give money to other players.
Yeah.
Maybe form an alliance, a pact with them.
No. I'll just go ahead and end my turn.
All right.
Okay. I will get my income of 7.
Counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise.
That's totally going to...
That goes... No, yeah,
yeah, it goes to me.
It goes Steven. To Steven. It's counterclockwise. So,
yep.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Because this is counter to everything you know.
I don't recall
as
that
we
being
go down the rabbit hole. I'm taking my income of 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I am going to take on... I think I'm going to take on the... Oh, this is going to be tough. I'm going to take on the yuppies. And so they've got a resistance of 4. I've got a power of 7, which means I have to roll 3 or lower.
Wait. You turn over 2 cards.
Oh, sorry. That's right. 2 cards. Ooh. Convenience stores. And...
Why are they blue? I guess it's just the background.
And copy shops. Interesting. Maybe I'll change my mind here. Let's see. No, I think I'm still going to try to take on the yuppies. And I can pay $5 to get an additional 5 points. Right? So that would put me up to, megabucks. That would put me up to, 12 minus 4, that's 7, or I'm sorry. 12 minus 4 is 8. So 8 or lower against the yuppies. Let's see if this works out.
Good luck.
And I roll a 6.
All right.
So I control the yuppies.
Should have thrown it on that.
And now the interesting thing on this is that these cards have arrows on them to make your organizational chart. And you got to be careful that your cards don't overlap, or you actually have to... throw those groups. You have to choose which group you want to throw back into the uncontrolled pile.
Mm-hmm.
So no overlapping groups. Let's see.
Want to transfer some money to the yuppies?
I think I'm going to transfer. I'm going to transfer $9 over to the yuppies. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I... Can I attack now with my yuppies?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything you're going to be able to get.
They're pretty weak.
What is this gun lobby group?
Their resistance to that would be 3.
Mm-hmm.
1, and they could pay... Is it a maximum of 5 megabucks? Or can I just pay
you
the
can
whole...
Pay you can pay up to 10.
Well,
like if no. You can pay the so that the result is 10 or less.
Yeah, you can pay as many megabucks as you want, but there's no point in going making the roll better than 10.
Because if someone counters you, you can always decide to spend more at that point.
Right.
And go back and forth.
Yep. So I think the yuppies, because they really want to get a control of the gun lobby, are going to spend all 9 of their bucks.
Oh, dear.
And try to go for the gun lobby. So that puts them up to a power of 10. So I have to roll a 7 or less, unless anybody wants to interfere.
I'm not sure that you were able to... Hand me the rules.
It says 2 regular actions, attack group.
No. Hand me the rules. That's okay. I'll look this up instead of interrupting you. Do your thing. And we'll retroactively let you do it if you're wrong. So let me.
I'll wait.
Well, I was thinking that when you attack to control that, you could move money as one of your ways to end
one of
the
my
turn,
actions.
But I'm not sure that you could do that.
Free action. Yep, that's right. Any time except while performing a regular action.
Yeah.
I used up my 2 regular actions, so I can't attack.
Yeah.
Again.
So
no.
That.
Okay.
No.
Oh, 2 money transfers.
Yeah, the money transfer just comes at the end of your turn, so you couldn't transfer the money from the yuppies, but the money would still be on the network, and the network can spend this money. I'm not saying
the network can spend the money to attack the.
Yes.
I believe it spends slightly differently, but yeah.
It does spend slightly differently.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Where are the majillion things that you can do to affect an attack? So, so if you have... I guess it's 1. We really should have read the rules to this game before we...
totally did.
Well, yeah, but then we should memorize them. Okay, so the attacker may... Attacking money may be spent from both the attacking group's treasury and the Illuminati treasury.
Okay.
Mm. Other groups in the power structure cannot spend money to aid the attack.
Okay, so I can still spend my 9.
Yes.
And roll a 7 or lower.
7 or lower.
I'm going to throw a 3 at that. You got to roll a 4 or lower.
4 or lower. I'm going to spend my last $2 and do an 8 or lower.
We'll go put you back under the curb and make it 6 or lower.
You guys are mean.
Yeah, they are.
It's like you have years of vindictive...
No, it's all part of Carbon 2014. I've been nice to Rob, and this is how I get paid off.
Yeah, that's right.
With a 7.
Ha-ha!
So
wow.
Well
spent.
I do not get control of the gun lobby.
All right. So, start of my turn, collect income, 9 more megabucks, and I get 2 actions. Action number 1.
You gotta draw a card first.
Oh, right. Yep. Draw 2 cards.
One,
nope.
Draw
one
a
card,
card
for you.
One card. Oh, you get 2
I
cards.
I get 2 cards.
Goldfish Fanciers. That's amusing. I think I am going to try to attack the International Communist Conspiracy to Control.
Wow. You're going for the big guns.
Yes. And I'm going to spend 5 to make this a privileged attack.
Wow.
And
so nobody can do any specials on you.
Nope. Or interfere.
And we can't interfere. Okay.
So they have a resistance of 8 to my power of 10. So that means I have to roll 2 or better.
2 or lower.
Yeah, 2 or lower.
So unless you want to spend some money to boost that up.
I do definitely want to spend money.
I don't know. It's Brian. He can usually rely on rolling low.
Yeah.
So I will spend, let's see, 8. 2.
So that's a 10. That's your max, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
To have to roll 10 or less. Going all in.
He rolls a 6 and takes control of the International Communist Party. Or whatever they are.
Conspiracy.
Yep. Communist conspiracy.
That is brutal.
All right. And the good thing is you've only got a dollar left, so you're not going to do much more.
So wait, you can pay $5 megabucks and make it a privileged attack.
That's
there was one thing
special.
Wrong with Steven's last turn,
which
he attacked with the network twice.
No, he didn't. Attacked with the yuppies.
I attacked with the yuppies.
Oh, you just spent...
The Illuminati just funded it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Through their special interest groups.
Is there any communist groups out there?
The KGB is the communist group.
What? Weird. Okay. Oh, KGB, right. Yeah.
I was going to say weird?
Exactly not weird.
No, sorry. I was getting my acronyms mixed up. Alphabet soups confuse me.
They have a resistance of 6.
Plus 2.
But they also make no income.
Nope.
He also only has $1 to spend, or 1 megabuck, and a power of 7.
Yes, but I do get plus 3 on any attempt to control communist group.
Oh, okay. All right. You get a plus what?
Plus 3.
Any attempt means you can use that with any group that you have.
Is it?
No. Only with the attacking group.
I believe so.
No, any attempt applies to any attempt you make.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Wow.
Yep.
That is a powerful card. So they have a resistance of 6. So that'd give me a 10. So I'd have to roll 4 or better.
4 or lower.
Okay. It's plus. Both of those groups are communist.
Right.
So you have plus 4.
Oh.
So you're at 8 or better, actually. So it's plus 4 and plus 3.
Yeah, we'll try that. So 14 minus 6 is 8.
So 8 or better. That's a pretty good deal.
We'll go all in. Make it 9 or less.
Wow.
You're just free with your Illuminati megabucks, aren't you?
Yeah, it comes back.
There you
6.
Go. He takes control of the KGB.
Makes perfect sense to me.
That is distressing.
Alrighty. There we go.
All right. You need to, you won't be moving any money.
Yeah,
Brian, move the dice. You're done.
And I pass the dice.
All right. Oh, I get some cash. Yeah, cash. Oh, draw a card. Oh, the phone freaks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Proto hackers.
Yeah. I wonder if these guys could do some illegitimate traffic on a...
on a network?
No, probably not.
I think we should try to get them to do some illegitimate
not
traffic
with their Captain
on a
Crunch
network.
Whistles.
Let's do... I am going to... This is a really... Lacking anything better to do. I mean, this is just pitiful because I should be doing something much more exciting. I am going to use the Servants of Cthulhu to attempt to destroy the gun lobby. So I have a power of 9. They have a power of 1. So just straight up, it is at 8 or less. 8 or less is where I'm at. I have nothing extra to throw in except for these $2 to make it 10 or less. So there's my $2. Anybody want to mess with me, Rob?
I'll throw a 5.
To make it a 5 or less?
Yeah.
All right, I'll throw in a 5 and make it 10 or less.
I'll throw in 3 more, 7 or less.
7 or less. I'll throw in 2 and make it 9 or less to destroy the gun lobby.
Oh, 11.
I rolled an 11.
So an 11 or 12 automatically
fails.
Yep. So, Rob, you and I have failed. And we failed together on that one. All right.
Yay.
Well, I have nothing to do at the end of my turn, so go.
I need 8. Please.
$8.
Yeah.
There's $8 to your Illuminati group.
The game does suggest getting that money ahead of time to speed up play.
Draw
so
a card.
What I'm currently doing.
Tobacco and liquor companies.
Hmm.
Ooh. Guns, tobaccos, and firearms? Or whatever. Yeah. Drug.
I'm going to go after the gun lobby again.
Mm-hmm.
With my 8 to their 3, that's 5, and I'll throw in 5 to make it 10.
Ooh. And I has no monies to prevent that.
Yes. Are you going to mess with me?
I will retain my vengeance for a later date.
Yay.
Sometime when you're more susceptible.
Next time, assassins.
Got it.
Next time.
What'd you roll?
5.
5, wow. So you took control of the gun lobby.
I took control of the gun lobby.
Okay.
What's the Eye of Providence? Is that a 1 or a 6?
Huh?
It's a 1.
Mm. Yeah.
Huh.
It's called The Eye in the Pyramid, Brian.
Is it?
Fnord.
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 The Eye of Providence is a completely different thing.
Discordianism.
Hilarious.
You want to transfer some of your money around?
I'm debating if I want to go after the Phone Freaks since they have a resistance of all of one.
Just because it's there?
Yeah. Oh. Wait, no, I can't do that. Never mind. Because they've already been involved in an attack. Nope, I'm good.
Okay, I'm going to draw two cards. Federal Reserve. Ah. Power of 5, resistance is 7, income of 6.
Wow.
And the Pentagon. Oh, this is one of the cards that has a blown-up Pentagon on it.
Yep.
Power of 6, resistance of 6, income of 2. Oh, and I'm supposed to bring in 14 incomes. So I guess we have to...
put them on there appropriate.
8, 9, and 5... Let's see. What can I do? Can I do anything?
Can we move those here?
Sure thing.
That way, we can share and they can share.
Oh, there you go. I don't care.
Yeah. Brian, makes no difference to
me. I'm asking for yours because they're nice and sorted out.
Good job. Yeah, mostly Brian sorted those. So,
well, that's his problem.
Resistance of 3, power of 1. Okay. So the way this works, if I want to. How does it work when the Illuminati wants to influence the attack of the yuppies? So they have a shared power of 7. That can add on to
power.
The...
But then they will be done. So that you
right,
have,
I wouldn't get another attack.
Right. So you get transfer their power across to the yuppies.
So that's 8.
I could have just done that and not spent money. Well,
no, you couldn't have. Because you're already involved in an attack.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Okay.
I think the yuppies, let's see if this works out right. The yuppies want to get into the copy business, and so they're going to attack the copy shops with an 8, with a, so 5 or less, and if I throw in 5, that would be 10 or less to attack the copy shops. And I roll a 6, so I take over the copy shops.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So you said my turn is done because they lent the power. Well, I guess the copy shops could attack somebody.
Copy shops could attack if you wanted.
With their one power.
With their one power.
The Illuminati can always spend on the attack, right?
That is true. Yep. Yes.
Okay.
So, convenience stores seem like, no. Yeah, the convenience store seemed like a good thing for the for the copy shops to get into, and I'm going to the Illuminati is going to secretly fund them with 9 to bring their power up to 10. If we're doing that right, so that is a 10 minus 4 is 6. So I have to roll a 6 or less on the convenience store. Oh, I rolled a 7.
Yay.
Darn. My turn is over.
All righty. So I collect monies. 9 for the Bavarians. 6 for the Communists. None for the KBG. 4 underfooted Secret Service.
KGB.
Okay.
Take a card.
Yep, take a card. Texas.
Texas?
Power 6, resistance 6, income 4. Violent, conservative government.
Alright.
Hey, Rob, it's a violent state you can control. With the gun lobby. Oh, that makes way too much sense.
Doesn't it, though?
This is...
Yep. So now, just... you probably know this, Brian, but I will mention that government... which is basically, in this game, defines as any arm of the American government, is the opposite of communist.
So if you try to attack them, they're going to have a...
at least attack them with my...
With your communists, it's going to have a +4 to their defense, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Otherwise, I could always attack with the Bavarian Illuminati. or obviously another arm of my... But instead, I shall try to... Yeah, I will attack with the Federal Reserve with the Bavarian Illuminati. Thereby, I'm going to spend 5 to make that privileged attack. Got a resistance of 7 to my 10, so I have to roll 3 or better. Let's just spend all those monies to make it 7 or better. Really wish I had more monies there. Well, we will try that. What's the special on that?
What is the special?
You can transfer from any group in the same power structure.
Nice.
Sensible.
So you're going against the Federal Reserve?
Yes.
All right. Controlled.
7 or less.
And that's with the 4 being counted in since they're... Oh, you're talking with that? Okay. You're attacking with your Illuminati group.
Oh, 9. Oh. Sad times.
Ooh. There are no other communist groups out there.
Nope.
That would give you an advantage. Man, if Rob got a hold of the gun lobby, the tobacco and liquor companies, and Texas, he'd be unstoppable.
He would be.
Yep.
And the convenience stores.
Uh-oh. Yep. And the girly magazines.
Yep.
I see how it all fits. We're through the looking glass, people.
Captain Clark welcomes you aboard.
I think I will try to rob the convenience store with the International Communist Conspiracy. With its... Oh, wait. Resistance of 4. I was reading that wrong. Actually, let's look here.
Maybe just bide your time.
Maybe.
So you're going to
go with the phone freaks, I mean. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. We will attack the phone freaks with the International Communist Conspiracy with their resistance of 1. I got a power 7, so I have to roll 6 or less. Go ahead and spend 4. Right, that's not what I need. To try to stop that. Or make that, yep.
So you have 10 or what less. Right now? 10 or less right now?
Yep.
And you're going for which?
The convenience stores.
Okay.
All right. 6. Not as nice as that Federal Reserve, but that's better than nothing. So the convenience store are obviously in league with the International Communists Conspiracy.
Communist convenience
using
stores.
Their own capitalism against them.
All right, I'm going to take my income. I'm going to draw a card. Oh, the morticians.
Oh,
morticians.
And I'm going to transfer 2 to the Central Illuminati. Ba-da-boop.
All right. The morticians are peaceful and straight. They have a resistance of 4, an income of 1. They have no power, which is kind of strange because when the zombie apocalypse comes, you would think. All right. I'm going to have the Servants of Cthulhu attack to control the Pentagon. So we have a power of 9. Huh? They have a resistance of 6, so we're at 3 right now. I'm going to spend 7... to make it a 10 or less for me to control the Pentagon with the Servants of Cthulhu.
I'm going to spend 3 to make it a 7 or less.
Okay. Did I mention to you guys that the money, you know, it's like Munchkin. This game is very much like Munchkin. You're going to want that money
later
for
on.
Your end game.
I'm also going to want that money to get the Pentagon.
Yeah, I know.
Or just want the Pentagon.
7 or less, huh? I don't feel that lucky. I'm going to spend 2 more to make it 9 or less. 9 or less to control the Pentagon.
4.
Wow.
So the Servants of Cthulhu control the Pentagon, which...
Oh, very ominous.
Many have suspected all along. All right. And I'm going to see the Pentagon has a power of 6. So we're going to go ahead... and use the Pentagon to destroy junk mail. I'm going to control to destroy, or attack to destroy junk mail. My power is 6, their power is 1, so it's at 5. I have a +2 on any attempt to destroy any group. So that's 7. It's 7 or less for me to destroy junk mail. Anybody got anything about that?
Nope.
Nah, I'm going to let that go for now.
A 3. Did wow. It. Junk mail is destroyed.
So are you keeping those near you so you know how many groups you've destroyed?
Yes, I will hold that as a trophy.
Okay.
Cthulhu destroyed junk mail. Yes. I for one. Welcome our Eldritch overlords.
No longer the lesser of evils.
Yes.
Or the greater of evils, rather. Sorry. Can't even say right. Yes, Rob, it is your turn.
You are the elder.
Gain my
evil.
Income of 9. I got draw a card. Tabloids. Aw.
Mm-hmm.
+3 for direct control of convenience stores.
Oh, so there's more than one, or no?
Nope. No. That's it.
I'm going to use the society to go after Texas.
Yes, I could always.
You're gonna.
I'm gonna spend money on that. Because right now it's 8-6, so that's all the 2. I'm gonna drop another 6 on it to make it have to roll an 8 or less.
I'm not going to get in on this. Go right ahead.
Go ahead. Yep.
Yay.
You deserve Texas.
11.
Yay.
Lose.
So that's 2 violent organizations he owns? Or no,
nope.
He lost.
He did.
Got an 11,
he,
Brian.
All right.
He
got
sorry.
An 11.
Roll under systems confuse me.
Hey, the good thing
come on,
is...
You found your game. Come on.
The good thing is we all have groups right now. If you had gone 3 rounds without acquiring a group, you would have been kicked out of the game.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yes.
You're a crappy conspiracy. You are gone. You're banished.
That would have been useful to know earlier.
Yeah.
Not then.
Yeah. Early turns, don't have anything else to do, so...
Right. Rules, schmules.
Schmules.
All right, I'm going to draw 2 cards. The first card is the Chinese Campaign Donors. That's a communist group. Let's see. Treat this group as government when it attempts to control a government group.
Ooh.
Interesting. And the other card that I get to draw is the CFLAIO. They're a liberal group. Mm. So, what
any
can
idea
I do?
What that stands
some...
for?
It's a play on... oh, my gosh. Now, why can't I not do this?
The ACLU?
No, the Workers' Union.
Oh.
AFL-CIO.
Yep. I brought in a lot of money this turn.
Mm-hmm.
The network brought in 9, the yuppies brought in 4, and the copy shops brought in 4. I'm sorry, the yuppies brought in 5. So let's see, what can we do here? I really think that the copy shops want to gain control of the tabloids.
Just so they can violate copyright.
Just so they can violate that kind of stuff.
Nice.
And so they talk to the yuppies and they talk to the network.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both going to add their powers. So that gives the copy shops a power of 9 against the tabloids' resistance of 3. So that's a 7 or less. And the copy shop is going to kick in $2 to make that 9 or less. So let's see if we take control of the tabloids. And we do.
Yay.
Close.
Yeah. All right. So, and those two are out. The tabloids could take control over something. +3 for direct control of convenience stores.
Which are currently at a +5 on their resistance.
They're at a +5 on their resistance?
Because of how close they are to the Illuminati.
Oh, so they are right. To the central.
So they're at a what now? An 8 then?
Resistance +5 would be 9. What? How much did you say?
What's their resistance?
Resistance base is 4.
Plus 5 is 9.
Okay, yeah, so they're 9. At 9. My power's at 2, so I have to roll a -7 or... worse to
good luck.
So let's see, how can I, that'd be 9, that'd be 2 or better. 5 would be,
well, your power against that would be 5 because they get a +3 for direct control.
So that'd be, what do I have to roll? Five or better?
Your power is a five.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a nine.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get up to higher than that.
Yep.
So nine would put me up at four. Five would put me up by nine. So the network and the yuppies are going to kick into this.
And when the yuppies kick in, it's...
No, the network can kick in. The yuppies cannot.
Oh, yeah. The yuppies cannot?
Yep.
So what was their income? Five. Okay. So I'm at that? A... See, they kicked in nine. Five, that's...
14.
14 versus your
nine. Which is five or less.
Five or less.
We'll go ahead and just make that three or less.
Why? Can the copy shop kick in money on this?
Nope. Not? Only the direct attackers and the Illuminati group.
Oh, okay. Yep. So what am I hitting? Three or less?
Three or less. Yep. Because
we'll go ahead and make it a four.
Four or less?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow.
Fair enough.
So karma did work.
Eight. I did not.
Or not.
So...
That's good. I wanted that money.
You you keep your convenience store for a little bit longer, Brian.
Oh, screw over, Brian.
I make a net $1 off of that now. So, turn done?
Yes, okay. Turn is done.
All right, Bavarian gets $9. International Communist Conspiracy gets $6. Convenience store gets $3. And, once again, I think I'm going to have the Bavarian Illuminati... Scanning. Yeah, I'm going to go for that Federal Reserve, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to spend five to make that privileged. Because I want it. They have a resistance of seven to my power of ten, so that's three or better. I'll go ahead and spend the other four to make it seven or less. Yeah, we'll see how that does. Six.
Wow.
Pa-cow.
Did you draw Brian? Card?
Yeah. Oh, no, I did not. Parent teacher agglomeration. That does not change my... All right, next, I think I will try the International Communist Conspiracy upon the Chinese campaign donors. Seeing as that seems to be the only communist thing around. Yep.
I said you do control a government... if you wanted to attack with your Federal Reserve, it could be considered a government.
That's true.
When it attempts to control.
Oh, when it attempts
this to group control. Is okay. Government yep. When it attempts to control.
Oh,
a government
okay.
Group.
All right. Sorry.
That is a good point, though. I do now have a government.
But it's also communist,
as
which makes
is
it easy.
Texas, which does also help hinder Rob.
Yeah, but Rob might not like that.
Yes. But I still think I got a easier shot by far of getting the Chinese campaign donors.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yep.
They have a resistance of two.
Yeah, resistance of two, so I have to roll not an 11 or a 10, or 10, 11 or 12.
No, as a base? What's the power on the jump?
Nine, I think, by my count.
Seven plus three is 10, plus four for communist.
Oh. Yeah, you're crazy over it.
He's got 14 to 2.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, so I'm going to attack that. Anyone want to stop me?
Nope.
Yeah.
Roll a 10.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh!
Yay.
An 11. Wah, wah. Sad trombone.
Wow. All right. Do you want to do anything?
I want to transfer some monies into the Bavarian Illuminati.
Okay, you can move it like one...
That money can go to any group in the same power structure.
Right.
Does that mean from anywhere or just on me?
Yeah, you can go wherever, you're... Wow.
So, if I take a little bit of each here, just take my
Well, that's
my
two
cut.
Transfers, so... Uh-oh. So, you can move money from one place to one other place.
I can move any number from one place to another?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll split it. Split the communist to the Bavarian, then.
Okay.
And where's my five pile? There.
Here's a five.
He needs
two ones.
Oh.
Or two.
Two
ones?
Two.
All right, I don't have any ones.
Or I guess a two, but...
Money.
All right.
Here's some ones.
All right, is it my turn now?
I guess I get one more transfer, huh?
Oh, yes, you do. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll just do that.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm going to get an income of 7 for the Servants of Cthulhu and an income of 2 for the Pentagon. I will draw a card. I'm drawing a card that I will not show you.
Someone finally got a special.
Interesting. Okay, I'll hold my special card. I am going to use the Pentagon to control Texas. They share the government and the violent attributes, so I get plus 8. So my power is 6, plus 8 is 14.
Yep.
Minus their resistance is 6, so I'm at 8 now. I'm at 8. I will spend 2 to make it 10. All right. Any problem with that?
No problem here.
A 7. I have control of Texas. The Pentagon controls Texas now.
Fair enough.
Surprises no one.
Nope.
So the interesting thing is the instructions on this read incredibly dense.
Yes.
But I think once you start playing it, you start to understand it's not that hard of a game.
Turn base is simple, but there's a lot of options.
Which is the kind of games I like.
A lot of turn angst in this, which is why we're spending a lot of time going,
Yep.
Okay, so now I get another move. I'm going to have Texas, with its power of 6, I'm going to have it attempt to destroy the Chinese campaign donors, because that is a communist, which is the opposite. So I get a plus 4, so I have a power of 10. I'm going to go ahead and use my transferable power from the Servants of Cthulhu to make it a power of 19 versus their power of 3. So I'm at 16.
Or the resistance of 2.
Oh, no.
Power to destroy.
So I'm at 16. Nobody's going to mess with me, I'm sure.
Yep.
That's a 10,
folks.
That's ridiculous.
What did you need to roll? 9 or lower?
Yeah, no, 16 or lower, but a 10 or 11 always fails.
No, yes. 11 or 12 always fails.
Oh, 11 or 12 was... Oh, yay. Thank you. Wow.
I was wondering why you were upset.
Because 10's... counting.
No, now Brad has 2 on his goal of 8.
So I've killed the Chinese campaign donors and 2. Junk mail.
Oh, 3, 4. He actually could destroy 4 if he destroyed himself at this point. Destroy your own groups.
Yeah. If I wanted to do that.
Well, if you wanted to do that.
Who would do that?
I don't know. Some crazy person being controlled by one of the elder gods. He can destroy his own groups.
He can?
Yes.
I think anybody. I don't know.
No, well, you can. One of the free actions is drop a group, which becomes uncontrolled.
No, I think I can attack to destroy my
own groups. You can attack your own groups.
Yeah, you can attack to destroy your own groups.
Yeah. Yep, you can. But when attempting to destroy your own group, ignore its proximity to your Illuminati.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Huh. Your turn, Rob. I'm good
Draw a card. Smoff.
Smoff?
S-M-O-F.
Oh, this is Steven's thing.
Is this another Illuminati thing?
For direct control of SF fans, plus 2 for direct control of
S-M-O-F are the secret masters of fandom. we sit at the table with a secret master of fandom, I think.
The resistance is 1.
He reveals nothing.
He makes no income for you, Rob.
Yeah, I see that.
You can pass, or you can rearrange money in your group, or you can reorganize your structure.
If you pass, you get 5 megabucks.
Yep. Yes, but if I pass and I fail to obtain a group next turn, then I'm out of the game.
No, you've already got a group.
Oh. Is it only within the first 3 turns?
If the first 3 turns you have not acquired a group, you're out.
Okay.
If someone were to say destroy that group, though, you would be out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so if you go 3 turns without having a group?
No, if after turn 3 you don't have a group,
then you're out. This is our turn.
So you can destroy your one group to wipe you out.
Yeah.
All right. that makes a huge difference. Then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to grab something because
you are very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Although also being so close to your conspiracy makes it very defendable.
Yeah. We'll go for the. Union. I do not want to go with the gun lobby because conservative versus liberal. So we'll go with my primary, the Society of Assassins. And that's 8 versus 5, so that'd be 3. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. So currently I have to get a 9 or worse.
I'm not going to mess with you. I say examining my special card.
8.
Oh, I got shoot. I should have prevented that, maybe.
So, let me just ask you this. A power group, or I'm sorry, what's the word I'm looking for here? So a power structure would be the branch?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not everybody, it's just wherever that branch is.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
So, Steven's setup is the network controls yuppies, and the yuppies control the copy shops, and the copy shops control the tabloids, and that if someone were to destroy the yuppies, you would
lose. It would take everybody.
Yeah. So you also, if someone were to, say, attack to destroy your yuppies with a power of 1, it would put you out of the game.
Oh.
Would it?
Yep.
You wouldn't have anything. It'd be after turn 4 or after turn 3.
And what is his goal?
Whose goal?
The network.
The network.
The network.
Control groups with a total transferable power of 25.
I've only got 8 right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Eliminating a player.
So that plus 10 is even to destroying, right? Because they're next to the...
Yeah, so it's hard to destroy something next to the Illuminati.
Yep.
For that minus, yeah.
Unless you have a lot of bonus to destroy somebody.
Like the KGB. Well, it's a very small.
But you can also, you can also,
we could only neutralize them.
But you could, neutralize them and move them back. But you could also attack them to control them. And let's say you attack the yuppies, you get all of their puppets.
That's true. That is true. Oh, that is true.
The reason we were suggesting destroy is because it goes after
you
power.
And your special card.
And your yuppie power is 1.
I like my special card.
So that's...
It makes me special.
It's easier to destroy it than it is to neutralize or control it.
But also has a plus 10.
Yuppies are conservative. Well, that's frustrating.
Did you draw a card, Rob? Oh, yes,
you drew it. I drew the small.
It's Steven's.
Oh, is it my turn?
No.
Not yet. He's gonna wrap up with some kind of free action or transfer money or something.
I've still got an action.
Oh, I thought you blew your one other action.
No. I've only spent the one.
Only your first action?
Oh. Yeah. And then we found out that I could get Steven out of the game by taking over the yuppies.
That's right.
Yeah, but so I realize that they have a plus 10 on this as well.
Yes.
So they're at 11.
I understand that.
Plus whatever else I can throw in.
If you kick Steven out of the game, then he's going to kick us out of Major Spoilers headquarters.
Karma 2014, Rob.
Yeah. So. Okay. I'm going to... Is there anything else that's liberal out there? There is. The phone freaks. Phone freaks are liberal. I'm going to go after the phone freaks with the the new guys.
CFL-AIO.
Clefeo.
Since they're both liberal, I get a plus 4. So that means I have a 10 to their 1. Nobody going to mess with it?
Not going to mess with it.
Yay.
Oh, let me look at my card again.
7. I got it. Maybe.
There we take go. It.
And I will tap them. There. All right. So that's my 2 actions. Now, I can move money if I want to. Which I will. Move all the money from the gun lobby to the society. They're going to pay someone off. And I'll end my turn.
All right. 2 cards for me. The first one is Madison Avenue. And the second one is California. So let me ask you this. Well, that's never mind. Any the yuppies could attack Madison Avenue and then they could become a puppet of the tabloids?
Nope.
No?
They would have to go on a yuppie arrow,
I have none left. Okay.
Now you do have a regular action which allows you to move a group in your power structure or move a element in structure.
Right.
So you could conceivably move the copy shops directly to the network and then attack with the yuppies. but that would cost two actions.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to... first of all, I better pay myself. 9, 5, 4, and 3. I think the network is going to attack Madison Avenue.
Does Madison Avenue not have any tags? They do not.
They don't have any tags? What do you mean?
Like liberal, weird, etc. Yep,
nope. Just Madison Avenue. Okay. And in power 7 against 3, I got to pay a 4 or higher. I'm going to throw in 5, 6 to make that 10. And I get 10.
Wow.
So, Madison Avenue is now controlled by the network.
It has to go that way.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the incoming arrow. All right. Now, the can do another attack.
Typical Madison Avenue. Subtly putting a advertising campaign slogan in there.
Any power can be shared, or only in the power structure can be shared?
The transferable power
can be shared anywhere within your power structure.
Okay.
Mm.
As a whole. But not if that thing has used that power before in the previous action.
And anybody can contribute to the money?
No.
Just your power structure.
The group that is making the attack can contribute money, and your Illuminati.
Oh, the Illuminati can contribute money. Okay. Okay, so then for my free action, or I'm sorry, my two money transfers, yuppies are going to transfer $10 to the network, and the network is going to transfer $13 to Madison Avenue.
Oh,
what's Madison Avenue let you do?
Just stuff.
We have
Madison Avenue plus 5 on any attempt to control big media or MTV.
So, my go?
I believe it is your go.
All right. So, draw a card.
Yep.
Survivalist. Plus 2 resistance to all owners, other groups. Nice.
Don't forget your income.
Yep. And divvy up my income. 9-4 is a base. 6 for conspiracy, 3 for convenience stores, and 6 for the Federal Reserve. So here's a question. If I were to declare an attack privilege, can I still boost it?
Yes, no one can interfere with a privileged attack.
Okay, so if I were to say I want to control the... attack your Pentagon to control with my Federal Reserve.
Well, then now I can participate in that because I'm in that.
Yeah.
So
I can still spend 5 to make it no one else.
To make sure that Robin and Steven can't, yes.
Is mostly me right now because Steven moved all his money away from
that
me.
Has a resistance of 16.
Wait, you just dropped the money. You just committed to this.
Yes.
I can't even talk you out of it now.
Nope.
What are we doing here now? Say it again. Who's doing what?
The Federal Reserve is attacking the Pentagon to control.
Attacking the Pentagon to control. All right. So you have a bonus. Okay, so you've got a power of 5.
And I am going to be borrowing power from the Bavarian Illuminati and the KGB.
Okay, so do your total.
So that's 15, 17.
Plus they both share the feature of government, so you have 21.
21.
All right.
But you have a plus 10.
I have a plus. They have a resistance of 6, but they are close to my Illuminati group, so they are plus 10, so they're 16. So it's 5 or less. Wow.
Yep.
You're harsh, man.
I'd throw in 5.
Or less. Yeah, I'd throw in 5.
Oh, so he's now back up to 10?
Yep.
So now it's 10. So where'd you throw the 5 in? From the Federal Reserve?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. I don't think I can... I think I might be out of the game. You are harsh, man.
Well, you, yep. can pick, you can put in your money, right? And boost it or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, but I don't have that much money.
All
right.
You got all that money.
You got nine.
You
I got 10.
Oh, 10.
So I'll make it zero.
Mm. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You're make me cry, Brian.
9.
You're going to make it 9.
Yep, 9 or less.
9 or less.
You still have some money, don't you, on your Pentagon?
No, those are on.
No, this nope, was this was me ambitiously thinking I was going to get another turn.
Okay. So, yeah, let's see. 9 or less. Wow. 9 or less.
Six will do
six.
And I think that wins it for me.
Wow.
Was it 35 or more?
Yep. Those are 12. Plus 5, 10 is 15. So that's 27. 28 plus 7 is 35.
Five. Yeah.
Did you guys remember earlier that I mentioned that you want to hang on to your money for the end game because
it matters?
Or just
get a bunch of big money-making conspiracy.
Yeah, but I had blown all my money. And not wasn't hanging on to it.
So your total power is 35 or more with the 10 from your...
It's 37.
Wow. I knew the Bavarian Illuminati.
As soon as you mentioned that, I saw those two big power things there.
That's dreadful.
And shroop.
So, that's Brad, dumb. You went out
isn't
at
it?
The same time that he
I think
won.
The Bavarian Illuminati should be like Bend for being OP, maybe.
No.
They're a high target. People usually take them out first.
What happened here is we had no... And I lost my sense of how to play this game. We were spending money recklessly with utter abandon.
As was I, but I was also trying to garnish as much ways to make money, seeing how powerful it was.
Yeah.
So here's the other thing, too, that I would made the mistake of. You really need to diversify your Illuminati. Don't follow one power structure.
No.
Yes, right. Yeah.
But, I mean, I was the only one that had diversified early on, even though I didn't get that far. I only got...
What are you talking about? I attempted.
You attempted. That's like
I never made an attack. I made one attack with not my Illuminati.
Yeah, you had at least you had two power structures. I only had one power structure until the
So yeah, that
like I
Madison
started
Avenue
to diversify before you did. You just got a thing.
No, Brian was played that smart.
Hand me this. Let me check one thing.
Okay.
Because I just want to because if we're wrong,
is this about you losing?
Yeah. No. This is that
the special goals win.
No. That when you take a thing like that, you do get the whole.
You do.
Yeah.
And you get all its puppets too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
That's all right. Why it was done.
That was impressive, sir. Mm-hmm. Well done.
And he says he hasn't played this game before. I smell a conspiracy.
Yeah. No boy has wept nor dashed a thousand.
All right. So what'd you guys? Is it how you remember it, Brad?
Well, sadly, yes. because gaming in the 80s was not like gaming in the early part of the 21st century. It wasn't better than I remembered it, which is, I guess, what I was hoping it was going to be, a little more thrilling and exciting. Now, not saying it wasn't fun, because it was fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't...
nail-biting excitement?
Yeah, it wasn't hoot and holler fun. I mean, there was the good turn angst, you know, this whole, what am I going to do? Like, there was that. But there wasn't, this game...
Is that because Rob's lame?
No. No, this game occupies a weird space between light and... It's like too heavy to be a light game and too light to be a heavy game.
True.
And that's not necessarily a good space to be in.
I don't know.
But it is fun storytelling.
Yeah. I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you won.
Well, yeah, there's definitely that. That could be a significant feature in my opinion of it.
I think you need to play this game more than once. Because for me, it was just starting to realize what the strategy was at this, by the time Brian was winning.
Yep.
What about you, Rob?
I don't know. I don't know what I expected. I have
was
no
it,
idea what I
was
expected.
Was it interesting, or are you just kind of... did it overtake you and overpower you?
Nah. Like... I'm very disappointed with the outcome just because...
You didn't win?
No. we had no way we could do anything
right.
at all.
Right.
Like,
yeah, because as Brad said, we wasted all our money.
Brian stopped me dead in my tracks right away.
Yeah.
I
couldn't do anything the rest of the game. Like, I was behind the rest of the game after that. And, and then once I was actually starting to get somewhere, I couldn't do anything to affect the outcome of the game
at
all.
I think we did. You're right. I think we did get too spendy on our monies.
Yeah, and then there's the other. So there's a general power structure that goes. You begin by getting some smaller guys, and then you use their attributes to help you get the bigger ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of went for the big ones right off the bat. Yeah, which cost us a ton of money.
It worked for me.
Yes, it worked for you, but
mine had a resistance of 3.
No, yeah, I'm not saying. Well, yeah. You had some failed rolls. You rolled some 11s.
Yeah, well, so did I.
Yeah, okay. All right.
No, Brian screwed me right away.
I want to play a second game. Now I feel like I know how to play this game. So, yeah.
You guys up for a second game?
I'd totally be up for a second game.
Oh, well, here after we put everything away.
I know, right?
You guys are up for a second game. So let's try a second game. We'll try this next time.
Oh, God forbid. Now I'm thinking.
Now you're committed, right?
Well, I'm thinking all the people in Munchkin Land are like going,
But I got actually... We may come back to Illuminati at another time. I've got something planned for the next game.
Oh?
You'll have to tune in and find out. If you've got any questions, podcast at majorspoilers.com. Hit us up on our comment section of this page, the podcast posting page. Let us know what you thought about Illuminati. Maybe you've played this game before. Maybe you've had a different experience. Maybe you're playing a different flavor like the Illuminati Bavarian Fire Drill or the Illuminati Y2K. Flavors. Let us know what you think in the comment section. And until next time, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
Or if you're a secret society.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.